Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here at the wonderful Jackson Pike Wastewater Treatment Plant in Columbus, Ohio. Today I am working in the centrifuge area, what we commonly refer to as the north room. And right now I'm standing next to our ginormous Westphalia sludge spinning thingamabobber. That's the official title of it, I think. But we just call it the Westphalia. What this does is we pump over our wasted activated sludge from the aeration areas over to this area. And the centrifuge spins it and thickens it to a consistency of about 6.5 to 7.5% solid. And then the cake pump, it spins it to that consistency and then drops it into a hopper down in our basement. From the hopper, it gets pumped into a holding tank to once again be pumped to either the digester to be digested, because that's what digesters do, hence the name digester. Either that, or it gets pumped over to our other centrifuge area to be dewatered. I'm moseying on over here. I like to mosey when I'm around here. I've tried shuffling. It doesn't really work all that well. I've tried meandering. Management doesn't really like it when we meander. But moseying seems to work pretty well. All right now we're with the Andritz machines. They're not as big, but they're blue. They're painted blue, which I guess is good. The Westphalias are painted green. I like green. I like blue. But these centrifuges are actually quite a bit smaller because they handle less flow. The Westphalias, on average, handle between 750 and 850 gallons per minute. These guys right here, the Andritzes, the most I've ever done on an Andritz is 180 gallons a minute. So they're a little bit smaller and take up less power, which is always good because power costs money. Or so I'm constantly being reminded by management. Well, anywho, what the Andritz does is it again spins the crap at about 2600 miles per hour. I think that's what this one's set at. The other one is set at 3100. Wait a minute, did I say miles per hour? I apologize. Revolutions per minute. That's what I meant to say. It could very well be that's what I did say. Maybe the phone is messing with me. And I said into the phone revolutions per minute, and then it reinterpreted it as miles per hour because my phone likes to mess with me sometimes. It's very hot today and very humid, and I think the humidity got to my head because I'm sweating already and I've only been at work for like 15 minutes. All right, back into the subject at hand. What the Andritz does is it's a centrifuge, so it spins the water out of the crap to various consistencies. It depends on where we want the sludge to go. If it's going for land application, we like between 10 and 12% solid, which means it's still 90% water, but 10% of it is that sludge. Now, if we're sending it to compost or if we're burning it, we like it right around 22 to 24%. 25 is a little bit thick. 20 is good, but you don't want it much thinner than 20% solid. So that's what these guys are doing. The stuff that's going to a land app is purely digested, which means that all of the flow that's coming to that centrifuge is from our digesters. The stuff that's going to be turned into compost, that's a blend. That's basically a mixture of digested sludge and thickened waste sludge. So basically that goes into a separate holding tank to be pumped into the centrifuge. And basically it's a certain consistency. I'd have to go into the office and look to see what they're pumping. And the office has a big ginormous fan in there because the AC stopped working apparently. So it's going to be impossible to hear me in there, so I apologize for that. But basically, what we're sending over to our storage silos for composting is a mixture of the waste sludge and the digested sludge. So that's what I'm doing today. Making sure that these all run right, making sure that the sludge stays at that consistency we like, make sure our polymer system keeps working because we're on that temporary polymer system that I love so damn much, because damn, it's so much fun when that thing shuts down, getting it back up and running. I feel like I'm in Disneyland, damn it. Well, anyway, the centrifuge bays are considered an outside area, even though it's inside, because we got the bay doors open, and also we've got the foul air filtration system running. Meaning anything that's put into the atmosphere here inside the bays are sucked up by those giant air filters. So seeing as how that's going on, I think I'm going to have me a cigar. You know what? I'm going to do a new boo for my, excuse me. I'm going to do a new boo for my, for my cigar ritual, because that's kind of a thing in and of itself. So stay tuned for this channel for details, and I'll be right back with you.